This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Mettupalayam in Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Mr. Modi said that the NDA government have invested lakhs and crores of rupees for the development of Tamil Nadu in the last 10 years, as NDA government's mantra is developed Tamil Nadu for developed India. He assured that in its third term, the NDA government will work more vigorously for the development of the Nilgiris. He said, "The NDA government is working on the vision of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas." Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi also addressed a public meeting in Vellore district. Meanwhile, All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kadagam, AIADMK and Congress party leaders are holding rallies in different parts of the state. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin is in Theni to garner votes for the Indi bloc. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stated that this Lok Sabha election is a battle between two ideologies. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi claimed that on one side is Congress, which has always united India, and on the other side are those who have always tried to divide it. BJP today released another list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Rajya Sabha MP Neeraj Shekhar from Balia Lok Sabha seat, while Neeraj Tripathi will contest from Allahabad, and Jaiveer Singh Thakur from Mainpuri parliamentary constituency. Sanjay Tandon will be the BJP candidate from Chandigarh, and SS Ahluwalia will fight from Asansol Lok Sabha seat in place of singer Pawan Singh. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories mandating the clear identification of printers and publishers on printed election-related material to ensure accountability and transparency in poll campaigning. The Commission decided after representations were received stating that in hoarding spaces controlled by municipal authorities, hoardings without the identity of the printer or publisher have been noticed. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oath to 10 newly elected members of the upper house at the Parliament House in New Delhi. These include Mayank Bhai Jayadev Bhai Nayak of BJP, Milind Murli Devda of Shiv Sena Shinde, Renuka Chaudhary of Congress, Ramjilal Suman of Samajwadi Party, and Shaugari Kogosh of TMC. The Supreme Court today refused to hear on an urgent basis the petition of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal challenging Delhi High Court's observation on his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy case. During the hearing, Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud advised Chief Minister's counsel to send an email and the court would look into the matter. Meanwhile, a Delhi court has dismissed an application moved by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal seeking more time to meet his lawyers during his judicial custody. Special Judge for CBI and ED cases, Kaveri Baveja, dismissed the application saying there is no sufficient grounds to grant the relief. The BJP today held a protest in New Delhi, continuing with its demand for the resignation of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal over the alleged liquor scam. Party workers led by Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sasdeva raised slogans in support of their demand. President Draupadi Murmu today said that research and proficiency are crucial for increasing the popularity of homeopathy. She said that there is a need for authentic medical research to validate the effectiveness of homeopathy. President Murmu was speaking on the occasion of a 2-day homeopathic symposium being held in New Delhi to mark the World Homeopathy Day. The festival of Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated across Jammu and Kashmir today with religious fervour and gaiety. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that after the end of the holy month of Ramadan, the crescent for the month of Shawwal was sighted in the Union Territory last evening, thus ending the fasting of Ramzan. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Gujarat Titans in Jaipur this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.